want to talk to you today about how your second wind is on its way. There are times in life that we all get tired. Tired of trying to make a business grow. Tired of dealing with the sickness. Tired of raising a difficult child. Tired of living lonely, waiting to meet the right person. We can even be doing what we love. Raising great children, living in a dream house, working at a good job. Yet if we're not careful, we can lose our passion and let weariness set in. I watched a documentary about a war, and these soldiers had been overseas for many years engaged in conflict. A four-star general was testifying in front of Congress. The senator asked him how the troops were doing. He said, "Sir, our troops are tired. We never expected the war to go on this long. Now they're dealing with battle fatigue." What do you do when the battle has lasted longer than you thought? You've prayed, you've believed, you've done everything you know how, but you're still waiting to meet the right person. You're still looking for the right job. You're still believing the marriage will work out. Or you're still praying for that child to get on the right track. The word weary means to lose your sense of pleasure, to not feel the enjoyment that you once had. Those soldiers, when they're first shipped overseas, they're excited. They're fired up. They can't wait to make a difference. But as the battle goes on and on, month after month, that's when fatigue can set in. The problem is if you allow yourself to become weary, you'll be tempted to quit growing, to quit standing for that wayward child, to quit believing to get healthy and whole, to quit pursuing your goals and dreams. I had a lady tell last week how she was in town from another city for a checkup at MD Anderson, our cancer hospital. She had taken 6 months worth of chemotherapy and was coming back to see how it had worked out. And she found out it did do some good, but she was informed she was going to have to take 6 more months of the same treatment. She was so disappointed. She said, "Joel, I'm too tired. I don't think I can do this for 6 more months. On the way to our victory, we will always face the weariness test, where we're tempted to get discouraged and give up. The test never comes when we're fresh. Never comes when we first start out. It always comes when we're tired. That's when we're the most vulnerable. And Paul said in Galatians 6:9, "Don't grow weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not." Two words are the key to this whole passage: faint not. In other words, if you don't give up, if you shake off the weariness, if you put on a new attitude, knowing that God is still in control, if you dig your heels in and say, "I've come too far to stop now," if you faint not, you will see the promise come to pass. If you don't give up, you'll see the breakthrough. If you stand strong, the healing, the restoration, the vindication, the promotion is headed your way. Instead of complaining about how long the battle's taking, we should be saying, "This too shall pass. It's not permanent, it's temporary. I'm not camping here, I'm moving forward." This is what kept the people of Israel out of the promised land. They were camped next door, close to their miracle. God said he would give them the land, they just had to go in and fight for it. The problem is, they allowed weariness to set in. They had traveled through the wilderness, overcoming obstacles, defeating enemies. Now they were tired. Moses tried to convince them to come in, but weariness leads to discouragement. When you're discouraged, you see the problem instead of the possibility. You see the way it is instead of the way it can become. And they started complaining. "Moses, the people are too big. We don't have a chance. We'll never defeat them." They made a permanent decision based on a temporary feeling. If you allow yourself to become weary, you lose your passion, you lose your enthusiasm, you too will be tempted to make decisions based on how you feel rather than based on what you know. And when you first feel that weariness start to come on, you need to talk to yourself. "Father, you said, I'm armed with strength for every battle. You said, I can do all things through Christ who infuses inner strength into me. You said, I'm more than a conqueror, a victor, not a victim." If you'll talk to yourself the right way, you'll feel your second wind begin to kick in. But too often we do like they did. We think, "Oh, this is so hard. and I'm so tired. I'm so worn out, I just can't take it anymore. No, the more you talk about how tired you are, the more tired you're going to become. You're just adding fuel to the fire. Don't talk about the way you are, talk about the way you want to be. You've got to have faith and victory coming out of your mouth. In other words, this may be hard, but I know I'm well able. I'm equipped, I'm empowered, I am strong in the Lord. The truth is, we all get tired. We all get weary. In fact, if you never feel like quitting, your dreams are too small. If you never feel like giving up, you need to set some larger goals. But when you feel that pressure to get discouraged and to think about how you can't take it anymore, that is perfectly normal. Every person feels that way at times. Isaiah gives us the solution in Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint. See, God knew there would be times we would feel battle fatigue. That's why He said there's a way to get a second wind. There's a way to have your strength renewed. What is it? Wait upon the Lord. One translation says, hope in the Lord. Now that doesn't mean to sit back, passive, complacent. It means to wait with expectancy. Not discouraged, not complaining, thinking about all the reasons it's not going to work out. No, if you want your strength renewed, the right way to wait is by saying, Father, thank you that you're fighting my battles. Thank you that you're bigger than this obstacle. Thank you that the answer's on the way. Thank you that you're bringing my dreams to pass. When you give God praise and you talk about His greatness and you go out each day expecting Him to turn it around, God promises He will renew your strength. It's this attitude of faith. It's the attitude of expectancy that activates God's power that will infuse inner strength into us. It says you will run and not get weary. That's talking about your second wind. That's God breathing strength, energy, passion, vitality back into your spirit. You won't come out the way you were. You will come out on wings like eagles. That means you'll come out higher, stronger, better than you were before. And some of you are up against big obstacles. When you look into your future, you could easily be overwhelmed. You don't see how you could make it. I know this lady, she got her children raised and sent them off to college, and she was looking forward to this new season in her life where she'd have more time. But because of some unusual circumstances, she just found out she's going to have to raise her grandson. He's just a little toddler. And of course, she loves her grandson, but she said, Joel, I don't think I can do this again. Another 15 years, I don't know if I have the strength to make it. No, you can't look 15 years down the road. When you look way out, you'll feel overwhelmed. You've got to take it one day at a time. You don't have strength for tomorrow. When you get to tomorrow, you'll have strength for that day. But God's not going to give you the strength for tomorrow today. So if you're always looking out way down the road, thinking, I can't take this treatment another 6 months. I thought I'd be through. I can't raise this child 15 more years. God's not asking you to do it 15 more years. He's asking you, will you do it today? Will you take hold of my strength today? Will you wait on the Lord today? Will you not give up and faint today? If you will pass the test for today, then when you get to tomorrow, the strength you need for that day will be there. But as long as you're worried about how I'm going to make it next week or next month or 20 years from now, that worry is going to drain your strength, drain your energy, drain your passion. All worry does is weigh us down and keep us from enjoying life. Instead of worrying about your future, get up every morning and say to yourself, I can do this one more day. I may not know how I can do it for the next 20 years, but I do know this, I can do it for 24 more hours. I can stand strong one more day. I can stay in faith one more day. I can keep a smile on my face 24 more hours. Take it one day at a time. I like to run. Sometimes when I'm out running, especially now, it can get hot and humid, and I get tired, and those thoughts start coming. You need to stop. It's hard. You're uncomfortable, and look at how far you've got to go. The battle is taking place in our minds. And if I dwell on those thoughts and start thinking about how I feel, how many hills there are to climb and how far I've got to go, I'll talk myself out of it and quit. I instead of looking at the next 2 miles, I start telling myself, I can make it one more step, one more step, one more step. When I focus not on how far I've got to go, but on the next step, before long I look up and I'm almost there. I've pressed past the pain of being uncomfortable. I've gotten into a rhythm, and now my second wind has kicked in. Instead of barely making it, I'm mounting up on those eagle's wings. I'm soaring. I'm finishing strong. When those thoughts come telling you that it's never going to change, you're never going to reach your goals, you're never going to get well. No, God said in Job that He has set an end to the difficulty. God has already established an end date to the trouble. He has set an end to the addiction, an end to the sickness, an end to the loneliness. When you're in a difficult season and you feel the weariness coming on, telling you it's not worth it, you're too uncomfortable, look how far you've got to go, now you need to remind yourself, I will not always be lonely. God has set an end to this loneliness. He is bringing somebody great into my life. I will not always struggle in my finances. God has set an end to this lack. He has promotion and increase coming my way. I will not always fight these addictions. These bad habits will not dog me my whole life. God has set an end to it. He has freedom and victory in my future. I will not always deal with these medical problems. I will not always have to live with this pain. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer, has set an end to this sickness. How about this? This child will not always cause me heartache and pain. He will not always be on the wrong track. The Creator of the universe, the God who spoke the worlds into existence, He has set an end to it. He has already established a final date. I know one day He will be on the right course. Friends, the end has already been set. I'm asking you to stand strong. Don't grow weary. Keep believing. Keep hoping. Keep being your best. If you don't get tired of doing what's right, you will see the end come to pass. That's what it means. If you faint not, you will receive the reward. I know today I'm not looking at people that are fainters. I'm looking at people that are fighters. I'm not looking at weaklings. I'm looking at warriors. I'm not looking at victims. I'm looking at victors. Now, when life gets tough, you got to remind yourself what God said about you. God, you said, you have armed me with strength for every battle. Notice, God calls strength a weapon. In the natural, you could be armed with a rifle, armed with a hand grenade, armed with a bazooka. Those are powerful weapons, but that's nothing compared to what God has armed you with. You are full of can-do power. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you. Don't go around weak, defeated, I can't take this anymore. No, if you couldn't take it, God would not have allowed it. Instead of complaining, you need to start telling yourself, I can handle this. This child may be difficult, but I can handle it. Business may be slow, but I can handle it. Boss is getting on my nerves, but I can handle it. Medical report didn't look good, but I can handle it. It's hot outside, but I can handle it. You got to put your shoulders back, look those obstacles in the eye, and say to them, you are no match for me. Cancer, you are no match for me. Cranky coworker, you are no match for me. Addictions, you are no match for me. Depression, you are no match for me. Struggle and lack, you are no match for me. I know the end has already been set. It's just a matter of time before it turns around. It's a matter of time before I see the breakthrough. Just a matter of time before God brings your dreams to pass. The Scripture says to take hold of God's strength. One of the best ways to fight off weariness and to take hold of His strength is by talking to yourself the right way. I know this couple, they're in the military, and the man just got informed that he's going to be deployed overseas for 1 year. This will be the first time that they're really apart, and they have 2 small children. The wife is very worried and wondering how she's going to make it. I told her what I'm telling you. It may be difficult, but you can handle it. God has given you the grace for the season that you're in. If you couldn't handle it, God wouldn't have allowed it to come your way. And it'll help you to stand strong if you'll remind yourself on the other side of that difficulty is promotion. There's always a reward for doing what's right. God will never ask you to do something and then not compensate you for doing it. God is a rewarder. He pays very good. The season may be difficult, but if you'll keep doing the right thing, you might as well get ready. A reward is coming your way. When you stand strong and have a good attitude, when you really feel like complaining and being sour, when you serve and give and help others when nobody's saying thank you, nobody's giving you any credit, when you pass these weariness tests, the Scripture says payday is coming your way. And some of you, like the people of Israel back then, you too are camped next door to your promised land. You're on the verge of stepping into a new level of God's favor. But the challenge is, you're tired. The battle has taken longer than you expected. Now you stand at a crossroads. You can let that weariness weigh you down, cause you to get discouraged and settle where you are. Or you can dig your heels in and say, no, I've come too far to stop now. I'm going to keep pursuing my goals. I'm going to keep being good to people. I'm going to keep believing, praying, stretching, growing. When you have that kind of attitude, you'll feel the second wind begin to kick in. Now, I've learned when you face the greatest pressure, you are close to your victory. The greater the intensity, that means you're about to step into that new level. Just like a lady having a baby, the greater the pain, the closer she is to giving birth. Same principle in life. The more uncomfortable it is, the more unfair it gets, the more you're tempted to give up, that's a sure sign you're about to give birth to the new thing God wants to do. Now, I can sense in my spirit that the season is about to change. The depression is coming to an end and joy is about to break forth. The struggle and lack is coming to an end and a new season of increase and promotion is coming your way. Those constant medical problems, dealing with those sicknesses, that's coming to an end. And a new season of health, wholeness, vitality is coming your way. Now, don't do like the people of Israel back then and get discouraged and settle where you are. No, press past the pain of being uncomfortable. Press past the feelings that are telling you to settle. Press past the weariness and get your fire back. Get your passion back. You have not seen your best days. Your greatest victories are still in your future. And every struggle, every adversity, that didn't go to waste. God is using that to get you prepared for the amazing future He has in store. When I ran track in high school, our coach made us do unbelievable workouts. One time we had to run 18 half-mile runs. We ran a half-mile to time. We got a two-minute break, and we'd run the next half-mile 18 times in a row. We thought, this man is trying to kill us. What is wrong with him? But several months later, when we were all running at new levels, when we were breaking our old records, we realized he wasn't trying to kill us. He was simply increasing our endurance. He was stretching us so we could reach our full potential. Sometimes God will allow difficulties to increase our endurance, to stretch us so we can reach our full potential. We may think, this is too hard. This boss is too unfair. This math teacher is too difficult. How can I raise these children? Oh, it may be difficult. It may have even been meant for your harm. But when you stand strong and say, hey, I can handle this. It's not too much for me. I've been armed with strength for this battle. Then when you make it through on the other side, you'll not only receive a reward, but you'll have an inner strength, a resolve, a confidence that you never had before. And you'll face situations where 10 years ago, you would have fallen apart. You'd have gotten all upset. But now, because you passed these tests, it's deposited something on the inside. And what used to be a big deal is not a big deal at all. What's happening? You're growing. You're maturing. You're coming up to a new level. But it all starts when you're willing to press past the pain of being uncomfortable. Those adversities are not working against you, they're working for you. It means you are close to your victory. In the Scripture, there was a man that was totally paralyzed. He heard that Jesus was teaching at a house in another city. And he convinced four of his friends to put him on a stretcher and carry him to that house. But when they got there, after this long, hard journey, the house was totally packed. The place was full. No way that they could get in. It's interesting. Walking down the road, they didn't have any problems. Leaving their city, everything was great. Going into the next city, no difficulty. It was when they got close to their miracle that things got tough. That's when the pressure was intensified. Many people would have given up. Said, too bad. We tried. We did our best. Not this man. He said to his four friends, guys, you got to get me up on the roof, cut a hole in it, and let me down to the through the ceiling so I can get to Jesus. Now, these four men are tired. You can imagine the weight of that stretcher on their shoulder has left an imprint after walking hour after hour after hour. Just when they think they've reached their destination, when they think they can finally sit down and relax, they realize the battle is not over. It's taken longer than they thought. It's more difficult than they expected. They could have said to their friend, we're sorry. We love you, but we've carried you all this way here. We've made sacrifices. We are tired. We are not going to take you up on this roof. No, they understood this principle. If you faint not, you shall reap. Their attitude was, we can handle this. We've been armed with strength. God wouldn't have put us here if we weren't well able. And if he needs to get on the roof, we're going to get him on the roof. They were hot, tired, sore, thirsty, probably a little frustrated. But they didn't grow weary in well-doing. They knew they were close to their victory. Somehow they got him on the roof and let him down. And the scripture says, when Jesus saw their faith, the man was instantly made whole. When you face great adversities, when the intensity has been turned up, you can either let God see your discouragement or you can let God see your faith. You can say, God, this is not fair. I come all this way. I prayed. I believed. I've done what I'm supposed to, but it didn't work out. Or you can say, God, I can handle this. I'm well able. I know this pressure means I'm close to my victory. Like these men, our greatest test will always come when we're tired, when it didn't work out the way we expected, when it's taken longer than we thought, when we prayed and believed, but it didn't turn around. You're at the house, so to speak, where you can't get in. Now, don't let weariness cause you to get discouraged and settle there. You've got to dig your heels in and say, like these men, I've come too far to stop now. I've made too many sacrifices to quit now. I've won too many battles in the past to let this one defeat me. I'm not going to let a temporary feeling cause me to miss out on a permanent blessing. Keep moving forward. Keep praying. Keep hoping. Keep stretching. Keep growing. Keep learning. Keep being good to people. When you have this attitude, your second wind will kick in. You'll feel a strength, a determination, a resolve like you've never felt before. Listen, some of you, you're too close to finishing school to quit now. Yes, it's hard, but you are well able. You're too close to getting that promotion to give up now. No, it didn't happen last year, but it could happen this year. You're too close to meeting the right person to give up now. You're too close to getting healthy and whole to get discouraged now. You're too close to a breakthrough in your finances to settle where you are. It may be difficult, but it's no match for you. The Creator of the universe, the Most High God, is breathing a second wind into your spirit right now. Just receive it by faith. Strength is coming into your body. Strength is coming into your mind. You're going to feel His resurrection power. You're going to mount up on wings like eagles. Whatever comes against you, get this down in your spirit. You can handle it. You can outlast any attack. God has already equipped you. You are full of can-do power. And yes, the battle may be taking longer than you thought, but don't let fatigue set in. Remind yourself the end has already been set. The greater the intensity, the closer you are to your miracle. Now shake off the weariness. Get your passion back. One dream died, dream another dream. When you're tempted to get tired, and we all are, remember to wait on the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Thank Him that He's fighting your battles. Thank Him that the answer's on the way. If you do that, you'll get your second wind. God promises He will renew your strength. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to run and not get weary. You're going to walk and not faint. You're not going to drag through life defeated, depressed, under the circumstances, you're going to soar through life, overcoming every obstacle, defeating every enemy, and accomplishing every God-given dream. I believe it, and I declare it in Jesus' name. If you receive it, can you say amen today? Amen. Well, let's pray together. Stay with me for 5 minutes, if you don't mind. Let's just seal this in prayer. Lord, I thank you that this falls on good ground, the people of Lakewood. Lord, I thank you today that strength has filled our body. And as we go through the week, we'll remember this promise and we'll continue to wait on you, to hope in you. And Lord, we thank you that you're just renewing us every day, that we will take hold of your strength. And Lord, I pray that not one person will leave without knowing your Son Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Draw them by your Spirit. Let them feel your love and presence as never before. With our heads bowed in prayer, let me ask you an important question. If your heart stopped beating in the next couple of minutes, are you at peace with Almighty God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity if you died a minute or two from now? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. Now, I know that comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you need to rededicate and recommit your life to Christ. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we're going to pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. The good news is, God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you've got to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it this morning? The enemy will always give you excuses. I'm talking about in your thoughts. Tell you to not stand up, or you've made too many mistakes, or it's too hard. Many excuses. But the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. We love you here at Lakewood. It's so easy. Will you do it today? Will you say, Joel, that's embarrassing to stand in front of all those people. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before men, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I want to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. I want to ask you if you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate and recommit your life to Christ. You need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we're going to pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand clap as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. Don't put it off. There ought to be others. You can get on the road to victory today. Come on, Lakewood, one more big hand clap. Who else wants to stand? Anybody else? Don't be left out. Anybody else? God bless you. Please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you, we love you. We're proud of you. I know that took courage to stand. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens right now. It's going to be a new beginning. The Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Let's all pray. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. Wash me clean. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. We'll remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how much we love you. Plus, I want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us at Lakewood on a regular basis. We ask you to give us at least a year of your life. Come as often as you can. I promise you, you'll never be the same. We have a great class after service called New Beginnings right out here. You can meet some people from Lakewood. They'll tell you three important steps on your new walk with the Lord. One of those things is the moment you stood up, God washed away all your mistakes, your sins, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Don't live guilty and condemned. When you make mistakes, don't run away from God, run to God. And just say, God, I blew it today. Forgive me. If you'll do that, if you'll stay close to God, He'll take you places that you've never dreamed of. We're going to be looking for you. Bring your friends and family members back with you next weekend. Stop by and give Victoria and I the opportunity to meet you whenever you can. But write it down in your Bible. It's June 5th, 2011. That's going to be a new day of victory in your life. Amen. Come on, Lakewood. Let's welcome them to the family of God. All right, let's all stand together if you would, please. Thanks for coming out this morning. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. All right, I'm going to speak a blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor this week and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. We love you. Have a great week, a blessed week, a flourishing week.